Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Top Stories. I'm Andy Zaltzman, rummaging around in the Bugle archives once again for the biggest story from sometime in the relatively recent past of humanity. Cast your mind back now to September 2010 and those exciting days in the UK when the Pope graced us with his presence. It's issue 127 of the Bugle, entitled 12 Friends and One Champion. Here I am with John Oliver.
Any visit like this requires a very deft diplomatic touch with the inherent tensions available. Sadly, the visit got off to a bad start before it had even begun, when a senior papal advisor said that arriving at Heathrow Airport is like entering a third world country. Presumably, that is not a compliment, Andy. He didn't mean one of those state-of-the-art third world airports with giant plasma screen departure boards, elegant water features, indoor monorails and three-storey Cinnabons.
Cinnabons?
Cinnabons, Andy.
What are they?
They're a fixture of American airports.
Cinnabons?
Yeah, you can get a cinnamon roll, cinnamon bun.
Oh, right, I see. I thought it was like some Jewish thing.
No,
a cross between a synagogue and a James Bond theme park.
Well, I would patent that very quickly, Andy.
Well, I thought when he said that, he was actually...
Not open Saturdays.
I thought he was being pretty complimentary, because, you know, I haven't travelled at Heathrow for a few years now, but when I last travelled there, it wasn't like the third world, John. It was like the seventh circle of hell. So I think describing it as a third world, so yes, they've made some major improvements.
The Cardinal who made these comments was apparently unable to make the trip to the UK after he was suddenly taken ill. And I'm guessing that the Vatican doctor was instructed to make that diagnosis to him. Cardinal, how do you feel? I'm actually feeling fine. No, you're not. You're feeling like you don't want to get on a plane. No, I'm very much looking forward to the trip. No, you're not. You're coming down with a nasty case of shut your f***ing mouth. The best thing you can do is drink lots of fluids, stay exactly where you are for the next 4 days, and shut your f***ing mouth. But instead of doing that, the Cardinal doubled down on his comments, claiming that he was actually referring to Britain's immigrants. Oh, that's much better. Everybody calm down. This is a huge misunderstanding. I was just being racist. Are we good now?
Well, despite this, 70,000 people apparently turned up to the Mass in Glasgow yesterday, John. That's the biggest live audience any touring character act has drawn in Britain for years. But still well down on the 1982 Pope, who was much, much better Pope. Much for my money, you know. Just, he had that, he had it. He had that X factor.
Yeah.
No, he was like the Jimi Hendrix of Catholicism.
By X factor, do you mean cross?
Oh, yeah, that's what they call it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But his audience has gone down since 1982, clearly, and it shows if you don't keep up your touring momentum, you know, you've got to keep coming back and
building up
the crowd.
You're right.
Doesn't help when he basically did exactly the same material as John Paul II did in 82. But I know the crowd at big outdoor gigs do want to hear the old favourites, as you say, but he's got to freshen it up. You have to freshen it up.
It's hard to know what was really going on with these Cardinals' comments, Andy. Is the Vatican really that stupid? Well, that is entirely possible. In fact, it's borderline probable. Or are they, in fact, diabolical geniuses? Is this just a clever cup-and-ball distraction trick to try and make people in Britain forget that they're actually supposed to be angry about child abuse scandals?
You shouldn't use cupping balls as...
that's true.
...in a sentence like that, John.
I'll take that back. There was no way, though, that the Queen, the big Q, Andy, Q unit... There was no way she was going to let that kind of comment go unchallenged. So she broke out some of the Windsor family's trademark passive aggression, apparently remarking to the Pope when he arrived that he'd arrived in a rather small car. Oh, shit! Have a taste, Benny! You just got queen-slapped! She did not just talk shit about your Popemobile. That did not just happen. You just got royally served. You got put in your gold-plated place.
The interesting thing, the Popemobile has been souped up a bit for this visit. It's been fitted with satellite navigation, with directions given in a booming voice of God and in Latin. Also has wireless internet so the Pope can tweet blessings whilst driving around. And on Sunday at the famous Silverstone racetrack, Britain's top 20 Pope impersonators are going to race specially souped up Popemobiles at speeds of up to 175 miles an hour.
Well, here's the thing. It's strange you say that, Andy, because... Thankfully, there was at least some British subjects on TV over here who seemed to be a little more impressed with the Pope's choice of wheels. Because there was a reporter who was talking to some Scottish school kids, one of whom said to him, said to the reporter that the Popemobile goes 150 miles an hour. The reporter was stunned, partly because of the speed in question, partly because of the confidence with which the kid spewed the pseudo-fact, and I guess partly because he just didn't want to be the one to break the child's heart by telling him that's not necessarily true. Why can't we just let children have their innocence for a little longer, Andy? I remember you telling me that you'll never forget the day that your parents told you that the Pope couldn't fly and that he didn't, in fact, come through the grill of your air conditioning unit every Easter to leave chocolate eggs to thank you for killing Jesus.
Well, I found out that he couldn't fly when I dropped him out of a window. He flapped. But he did not fly. But it has been quite a controversial visit here, John. And I did a gig last Monday for the British Humanist Association as part of their protest the Pope.
They must be thrilled about this trip.
Well, yeah, it's given them something to get out of bed in the morning for, I guess. But I will say thank you. I'm a huge fan of the British Humanist Association, particularly after one of them, and fortunately I didn't get to meet him properly, gave me a bag with three packets of biscuits and a card from the British Humanist Association Buglers a photograph of Florence Nightingale playing cricket.
Very good.
Yeah. Almost an icon, if you will, ironically.
Very good.
But this visit has cost the British taxpayer £12 million, John. £12 million. And this has caused some controversy. So I guess the correct response to that level of expenditure from the public purse in these times of straitened expenditure when firstborn babies are being drowned just to keep the benefits bill down. £12 million quid is being spent on the Pope's visit. Well, I guess the instant reaction to that is, well, it's not that much. That's 25p. I reckon we can stomach it. I know most people think he's a bit of a weirdo, dresses up like a crackpot, but a lot of people do seem to buy into his repent, you shitbags, or you'll f***ing cop it big time when you're dead shtick. So it's just not, it's not that much. I wish we'd stop whinging about every single bit of public expenditure that does not benefit us each individually directly. The greater concern is that there does appear to be a reasonable legal case that he should be arrested and tried. Not just for impersonating a police officer, albeit he's guilty of that, although it was a police officer who'd gone undercover as the Pope, but for his role in covering up the child abuse that appears to have become rather more widespread in the Catholic Church than the teachings of Jesus Christ explicitly encourage, if I remember the Bible correctly from my school days. I guess it depends on how you interpret the words, suffer the little children. But, I mean, this is the problem with Jesus. He spoke in a weird language, and he often mumbled. And with hindsight, it would be nice to have been a bit more explicit on issues such as whether or not it's okay for priests to rape children, and whether Inquisition should use polite questioning or institutionalised torture and murder, and other stuff like that. There's just been too many misunderstandings down the years, John, and it's about time the man at the top started accepting responsibility.
It is. It's a little hard to swallow. The only thing is, considering how wealthy the Catholic Church is, and quite how financially f***ed Britain is.
But he is, does seem to be attempting to brush this issue under a carpet that is already scraping the ceiling due to centuries of stuff previously brushed under it, whilst the immortal Vatican doggy lies on top, trying to have a snooze, thinking to himself, this carpet ain't as comfy as it used to be. It keeps wriggling. Woof, woof. and the Pope, in 2001, the then Cardinal Ratzinger, named, in fact, due to his father's incredible ability to zing rats. Hey, Greyface, still scrabbling around in filth to make a living, loser! In 2001, he wrote to every bishop in the world.
Andy, that is, you're going to have to just let me have a little bit longer with that one. That's too funny to just carry on. We all need to have just a moment to let that sink in, Ratzinger. OK, now continue.
Yeah. I mean, he's picking on an easy target, to be fair, but he did it well. So, anyway, in 2001, Ratzinger wrote to every bishop in the world, telling them that allegations of abuse must be dealt with, quote, in absolute secrecy, completely suppressed by perpetual silence.
So he
kept stum, John. He went popadope and hoped that the issue would punch itself out George Foreman style. Instead of carrying on chirping up irritatingly George Formby style. But it turns out the tried and tested tactic of trying to eradicate paedophile priests by ignoring them, not punishing them and whistling loudly has not proved that successful so far. But I think we just need to let it have a bit of time.
The Pope is clearly concerned about the spiritual direction in which the UK is heading, talking about an aggressively atheist undercurrent and atheist extremists at work in the country, as if there are atheist terrorists, Andy, blowing themselves up for an afterlife paradise they do not believe exists, screaming, there is no God, and this is a futile gesture, before pressing the detonator button and yelling, see you all in the void of nothingness. But is it true, Andy? Are we really aggressively atheist as a nation now, or is Britain and religion not just slightly growing apart? Like we're in a stale marriage. You know, we have different interests now. We've changed over the years. We're not going to split up. We're just going to stay together until death do us part, just in case that whole afterlife thing has something in it. We're basically friends with hypothetical benefits.
I don't know. I think he says aggressive atheism. I think he's mixing that up with alcoholism. I think that's it's a language barrier thing. I think you meant to say that. That's bearing in mind that his first stop was Glasgow. Yeah. Take that, Scotland!
You do like a wee drop!
But he's been buttering us up, though, John. He's been saying a lot of nice things about Britain. As he said, in this challenging enterprise, may Britain always maintain its respect for those traditional values and cultural expressions that more aggressive forms of secularism no longer value or even tolerate. Now,
What?
Yeah, I mean, being lectured on tolerance from a man with a slightly questionable record on dealing with child abuse, it stings a little bit, John. To be honest, as a citizen of the United Kingdom, as I still am, do you still have the papers?
Yeah,
or not?
Yes, yeah? I do, Andy.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I f***ing use them every now and again, mate. God, it's been awfully sweary the Bugle recently.
Yeah,
I don't know why that is. Chris, any suggestions?
Well, maybe you just need to listen to the words of the Pope.
All right. Ooh. What did he say? Don't f***ing swear.
Right, that's now 12 f***s one today.
Oh, God.
Actually, now I've just said that, that's 13-2.
I was going to say 12 f***s one. That's pretty much the Jewish attitude to the New Testament, isn't it?
Oh, Andy.
I'm going to burn in hell for that. I'm going to burn in hell for that joke.
That's a way to make the absolutely foul truly sublime.
Well, having listened to that little blast from the past, you probably want to listen to something a little newer. Well, go and listen to the current episode of The Bugle via thebuglepodcast.com or anywhere else on the internet that does podcasts. Goodbye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare insurance plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.